This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. The Louisiana House backed a proposal to begin rolling back the temporary sales tax extension that was the solution to last year's budget deficit. The compromise took several special sessions to reach. The bill's being pushed by Representative Lance Harris, leader of the House GOP. The 0.45% tax is meant to last until 2025. But under this legislation, it would start dropping next year until it rolls off completely in 2023.
All I'm asking is give the taxpayer some relief.
The state ended last year with a budget surplus over $300 million. Harris says that's reason enough to begin rolling back the tax.
It's time, if we're looking at excesses, to return some of that money back to your constituent.
But the surplus isn't the result of more sales tax dollars. It's the corporate and personal income tax collections that were higher than expected. Last year, Democrats opposed fixing a massive budget deficit by relying on sales taxes, which are more burdensome on low-income families. Eventually, lawmakers settled on the 0.45%. Democratic Representative Sam Jenkins said that was a hard vote, but it was a compromise.
Because we want to bring some stability to the budget.
Now, Democrats oppose rolling back the tax because the state would lose $87 million in the first year. Democratic Representative Walt Legay amended Harris's bill, dedicating a portion of the tax, worth more than $40 million, to early childhood education, a program lawmakers have been clamoring to fund all session.
I don't support what Representative Harris is trying to do, but I see it as a vehicle to potentially accomplish something that is transformative for the state of Louisiana.
The bill now moves to the Senate, where it's likely to face a tough fight. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.